Now, if you have any questions in the first section, you can ask me. So, the second section I'll do next class. Have you got it?
I've been thinking about it. It's really puzzling, this whole creation that the Brahman creates. Well, everything exists in Brahman, and it is Brahman. And it's never anything else. And yet we see so much difference everywhere and so many changes. And yet this is all happening now, right now, here, within Brahman.
Yeah.
I find it the most extraordinary thing. Just thinking about it, not understanding it, but thinking about it.
Yeah. See, the thing is, what is that which is involved in this? In knowing, in discovering, in searching your mind. Isn't it? The mind has its own limitation. What is it which is involved in this knowing mind? Mind itself is what? Part of the jagat. Mind itself is part of the subtlest, isn't it? Subtlest object which is part of the manifest jagat. Mind which is involved in this searching, in knowing, in recognizing, isn't it? This mind itself is part of the manifest object or part of the manifest jagat. Isn't it? And it is natural for one, that's why ignorance is very natural. So when that ignorance is, that's why it likened to a sleep also. So ignorance is a part, it's like a sleep we say. Ignorance is like a sleep. So there's nobody is creating ignorance. Ignorance is naturally there. Isn't it? And then the human mind, because as in the manifest universe, the mind is of the nature of searching and piercing and penetrating, understanding, search, discovering. That is why the mind is far. Isn't it? The mind is of the nature of always inquisitiveness is the nature of the mind. Being inquisitive, being curious and wanting to know, that is always this natural is nature of the mind. That is how mind is. Svabhava. Manasaha svabhavastu. No, what is svabhava, nature of the mind? It always wants to know something. Even the dullest person who doesn't want to know anything big, at least wants to know what is happening outside. Isn't it? That the basic problem of the mind only has given rise to there's something business called publications. You know that? The news, rubbish newspaper, the London News onwards, the whole big news, all the newspapers, how do they survey? Because of the svabhava of the mind. The mind wants to know something. Television news you want, then there's, the messenger news you want, that news you want, every news. What is the news? News. We always want to know. Because why news? That is, we are inquisitive. We are naturally. And then if we are really given to some thinking, and that is why the person becomes a scientist. He was sitting inside, he goes and sits inside the lab, doesn't come out at all. The whole jagat resolves for him. He all the time is with his own inventions and discoveries. Why? No more. K-N-O-W. Isn't it? Not no more. Want more. Isn't not no more? Want more. Because Bakasura. How much he has eaten, still hunger is not appeased. Again, wants to know more. And such a mind, isn't it? Sometimes people go like that. And they also come at last to a point, no? Now people have come to this, there's something called theory of everything, T-O-E. Now this theory of everything, in fact, what it says, people want to know, want to say all about all the phenomena, they want to fit in one theory. By knowing one theory, you can know all about all the phenomena. It's all effort. Why? Why they're crazy? Why this theory of everything has come into being? Because a human mind cannot sleep. Not every mind. There's some mind, some will come there, will be searching. They go like into the field of physics and like that. People can go. In chemistry they go. They do a lot of researches. Isn't I know some people who are even now who are into so many researches and all those things. Lots of things. What I'm saying, all those things are there, but when people also when they have lots of problems in life, problem after problem is in life, and somewhere they want to be peaceful. And the life will definitely teach everybody life, for nobody life will be a bed of roses. There'll be thorns also, and there'll be pains, and there'll be pleasures. Who? And definitely an intelligent person learns from his experiences, and he understands. Pariksha lokan karma chitan nirvedamayat brahmanaha. He learns a lesson. Come on. This is the limitation of karma. This is the results of all accomplishments. There's really, I want to be peaceful and happy. If a person learns, comes out, even then people don't want to. Like they still want like a water buffalo. Never comes out of the water, no? They still want to be in the same old, the slush of these things. But there are some people who want to get themselves, no? And then they come out and they start thinking, and they, such people become inclined for jnanam. That is what in Srimad Ramayanam, Valmiki Ramayanam, this Sugriva goes all over. The Vali goes after him, chasing everywhere. Vali wants to kill Sugriva. Sugriva runs. There's no Khand he leaves. He goes all over. You know, he goes and goes and goes, runs, he gets, but because he was going all over, he could find Sita, location of Sita. You know that where Sita was, that helped him to discover where Sita was. You know that, what does it mean? In life, you must be chased by lots of problems. Isn't samsara, dukkham, kashtam, all problems, pain and pleasure and dishonor, all those things should chase you. Then what happened now? You will really go something, is there anything else? No, which will really relieve me of this. The search will help me. Searching everywhere will help you arrive at something. Then that's how you find out what now. Okay, there is something by knowing which, no, I can be free. That thirst, the chill, the mind is, no, that drive comes, nobody can stop you. That is when you are a sannyasi. Understand? It's not that easily doesn't come here. There's the mind of a sannyasi. I'm not talking about me, the in person, generally. Generally, I'm saying the mind of sannyasi, that search really pushes. Everyone will get pushed to that stage, one day or the other. Though not in this janma, at least next janma. At least one day in this lifetime. In this lifetime itself, one day everybody will be cornered to become a sannyasi, in the mentally. And then, not in this janma, at least next janma, not next janma, at least in next janma, one day, one time, definitely everybody's mind will be, that is the nature of the mind. Mind can never keep quiet. You know, that's why people always say the more you enjoy pleasures, the Western countries actually, they look for something because they enjoy the best of everything here means, and they want something better. There's nothing now. They're bored. Everything. Now they want something more. India still, the basic things are still suffering. Even though they had wonderful philosophy, spiritual wisdom, everything, still people are struggling for ordinary things. Isn't it? Now what I'm saying here, that search comes, then naturally, then you really start seeing, then you approach the Shastram, when the Shastram tells you the reason, come on, all this is because of your perception of duality. I was telling you, the perception of duality. Perception of duality is not wrong, but it is not absolutely right. Perception of duality is not wrong. Shankara does not say perceiving duality is wrong. I am different from the world. The world is different from me. Everything is different from everything, isn't it? The plurality, duality, we are perceiving. My hunger is different from me. I am different. My hunger, I have to eat. If you eat, it won't appease my hunger. That is why we are all, isn't it? Because we are all so careful about all these things means, this duality is very much real. Plurality is real. But how real it is? Is absolutely real, false absolutely real. That is our problem. Is what is empirically real, relatively real, what is this perception of duality is okay, but perception is taken for absolutely real. What is perceived, Shastram never denies your perception. It goes with your perception. Shastram accepts your perception. Shastram says your perception is real. But it's only empirically real. And what is absolutely real is not the duality, not the plurality, but non-duality, oneness of the reality. The reality alone is real. And that reality is only one, isn't it? That happens to be available, that is available for recognition as very you. wherein you will disappear also in knowing which, where very eye sense will resolve. Therefore, in that, that is vision of non-duality, perception of duality. Is it clear now? So, in the vision of non-duality, perception of duality is not denied, but not accepted as absolutely real, but empirically real. Adishankar Bhagavad Padaha accepts the empiricality, empirical duality being empirically real. But what is absolutely real is non-duality. Don't ever say, Shankara, we don't say that duality is not there at all. That is why we said duality is very much there, but it is empirically real. It is as though. It is not absolutely real, isn't it? But to see the duality being empirically real, not absolutely real, one must have the vision of non-duality. When such a thirst, such an urge, such a drive is there in the mind, then that mind approaches Shastram. Never ever one should study by oneself. Mundaka Bhashyam, Shankar Bhagavad Pada says it very clearly, never ever one should study the Shastram by oneself. One has to study definitely with the help of the teacher only. Shastra Anveshanam Swataha Na Kuriyat Swatantrena Na Kuriyat. Shastra Anveshanam Swataha Na Kuriyat. One should definitely study with the help of the teacher. Then definitely it works, and when you study, when you understand, when you retain, all the time you think about it, you can't take a mind away from it, because it is like the crazy scientist, like a person who is sitting inside the lab all the time, growing his beard, he forgets even to shave, no time for shaving also. All the time mind is given to that, that such a thing means. So also, for the person, when you study Shastram, the mind is totally given to that means, and it becomes shravanam, it becomes mananam, it becomes contemplation. In that, you see, Yasakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmanameva dvayam. You see yourself being non-dual, in which non-dual reality of yourself, you see the jagat being non-separate from you. That is the vision. Is that okay? Okay. Next question.
Okay, whatever we objectify is not Atma, is Anatma, because of thought. And yet, Brahman is everything, jagat, everything.
Yeah.
How do you reconcile that?
That is what the whole teaching, because you missed Tattvabodha class, you missed Dhritarishya class, you missed, anyway, this now will become very clear. But the reason is, Brahman and Atma are one and the same. That's what that's the biggest understanding.
I'm not Atma, I'm saying, but whatever
no.
objectify is not Atma. Okay, whatever you say.
Yeah,
objectify is not Atma.
What I'm saying, it is just to understand, first of all, to exactly understand what the reality is. Reality is available only as the self for recognition. You can't see reality as reality outside, isn't it? To know the reality as the reality is available for recognition. Brahman, the reality, is available for recognition only as the self, as the subject of, as the content of I. Therefore, first of all, you don't even know what is the self, what the non-self is, what you are and what you are not. Therefore, first Shastram teaches, come on, first of all, you know, you are the knower. Anything known by you is an object of your knowledge. So you are different from, isn't it, object. Subject is different from object. First you have to know. You don't even know that you are different from the world. First, before to know what you are, you need to know what you are not. Isn't it? In order to help you understand what you are not, thereby to make you understand what you are, the Shastram teaches what now? This Drik Drishya Vivekaha, subject-object analysis. Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya, the methodology is used. Then it touches, come on, everything known by you is an object. You are the knower, subject. Subject you knower is different from the known. Known you not mistaken for the knower. So also not only things external to the body is object. Your body is known to you, your mind is known to you, pranas are known to you. Known everything is object of knowledge means who are you. Isn't it? That is how it helps to distinguish you, the knower from the known. It uses first, you are different. When you understand what you are, you understand you, the content of you is actually Lakshartha, is pure consciousness. Then you understand consciousness is the existence of everything. Then you say everything is consciousness, Brahman. That is why Atma is not the Anatma, but Anatma is Atma. We never say that. We never say, oh, I am not the body. It's another very funny thing, okay? When you come to the class and when you get up and go back, and the new people have come to the class, we ask them, oh, where are you coming from? If we ask them, and if they say, the answer he says, no, I am Atma. I don't come from anywhere. I don't go anywhere. I'm everywhere. I'm all pervasive, he says. It'll be confusing. So, vyavahare have reveal your relative identity. In kashtakale, problems come in life, have your absolute identity. Absolute identity for you to keep you in balance, okay? And relative identity you have to say. And everybody has to say, I am Atma, you are Atma. All confusing, isn't it? How many Atmas are here then? Isn't it? So that's all. We had to, relatively, we had to say, come on, I have come from Coimbatore, I am from India. No, I had to say properly. I am Atma, I am all pervasive self, you know, everything in me, every whole Jagat is there. That is the truth, isn't it? That's absolute fact actually. In me means which me? In this big fat me body or what? In which me the whole Jagat is there. In me means, all of us mean consciousness only. In consciousness the Jagat is. Isn't it? Which me? The whole Jagat, isn't it? So when you say, see, water is not the ocean, isn't it? But the ocean is nothing but water. To say that, you should know what? The truth of the universe is not the universe, but the whole universe is nothing but Brahman. To understand that whole, to say whole universe is Brahman, you should know what Brahman is. Isn't it? And to know what Brahman is, first you have to know what? What existence is, you should know what Brahman is not also. How is it available for recognition? As the very searcher. That is, who is the one who is involved in the job of searching for Brahman? Who is the seeker here? Who is the one? Does the leg want to know? Does the hand want to know? Does the nerve want to know? What Brahman is, what reality is, who wants to attend moksha now? Who is the one? That's your tissues and muscles, do they want moksha? Do they want to know? Who is the one who wants to know? Does your heart want to know? Are the lungs, do the lungs want to know? Who is the one who wants to know now? Isn't it? There's nobody. Really speaking, it's just that desire is the very thought, is the mind, isn't it? It's all the mind. You can't even say mind wants to know. Because desire arises part of the mind, you say mind wants to know. Really speaking, mind, you can't say mind wants to know also. There is naturally a desire which forms part of the mind for knowledge. Desire for knowledge is always there. Why? Because desire for one's own sorupam is always there. Desire for happiness is naturally there. Desire for fullness is always there. Desire for completion is always there. Isn't it? It's naturally there. Therefore, that is the way. You know yourself, know the very truth of yourself as an individual, and that itself is what now? Knowing the truth of the whole universe. That is how you understand the whole Jagat is Brahman. Really speaking, today we have seen what today? The first verse has revealed the Tvampada Lakshyartha. Next will be what? Tatpada Lakshyartha. We will see it differently. Then actually, the Tatastha Lakshana will understand actually better there tomorrow. And then when you do the Dakshinamurti Stotram. Then Asipada Lakshyartha will be, Asipada Artha will be revealed where? In the third verse. So beautiful. Is it clear now? Have you answered your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.